NFL Sunday Ticket is now on YouTube and YouTube TV, which means that you can stay close to your team even if you don't live in their town. Like, maybe you're a Raven who married a Seahawk who got a job in the land of the Falcons. With NFL Sunday Ticket, you can watch your team's out-of-market Sunday afternoon games no matter where you live, because you shouldn't have to change teams even if you change towns. NFL Sunday Ticket, now on YouTube and YouTube TV. Go to youtube.com/presale to get $50 off.
Terms and embargoes apply. Offer ends 9/19. No refund. Subscription auto renews.
This is the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network. Hockey is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. It's you, the diehard supportive fans, your favorite players who are on the team you cheer for and the organization who supports them.
The companies that make your gear, bags, and beer league sweaters, the hockey moms and hockey dads, and everything else that makes this House of Hockey your home. Come on in. I'm Breezy.
And I'm Ray Ray.
And this is our house.
Three. Are you ready?
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, okay. Three, two.
Kind of scared me.
Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast, episode 142. I'm one of your hosts, Ray Ray.
And I'm your other host, Breezy. 142 episodes. Holy crap.
Yeah. That's a lot.
It's getting too hard to like write out like 140, 142. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting to be a lot.
142. I'm going to have to start saying it like that because we can't figure out how else to do it. But mark this episode down as the one where I officially become a Minnesota Wild fan. Just kidding.
Oh.
No, just kidding. Gotcha. Gotcha all.
You got me.
No. I mean, I will forever be a Blackhawks fan and only be a Blackhawks fan. However, I am rocking a Minnesota Wild-esque shirt. It is Midzy's Muzzy Gang, St. Paul, Minnesota. Grow it thick, grow it strong. It's for his mustache, but which I love. Jake Middleton and his Tarps Off interview and the morale and his whole, he's just a quintessential hockey guy and I adore him. And the team put out these shirts and I was able to secure one. Should I tell this story or should we save it for later? I'll tell the story at the end of the episode. There's a whole story about how I actually ended up with this shirt, because if you've ever tried to purchase anything online from the Minnesota Wild's online store, you will know that they charge anywhere between $15 and $40 for shipping. They don't have any flat rate standard shipping.
That is just wild.
Exactly.
No pun intended.
And on principle, I was like, I am not spending $24 on shipping for a t-shirt for a team that I'm not really a fan of, but I just like the guy.
I mean, I feel like you can say you're kind of a Minnesota fan. I mean, you like Revo, you talk about him a lot.
I support the organization. I am not a fan. I support the organization.
Oh, not a fan, whatever.
Nope. Not a fan. I support the organization just like I support the New York Rangers organization. Yeah.
Never mind.
What? Go.
Nope. I have something and I was going to like do it and then I forgot. And then that's what I was going to do. Remember when I was like, I feel like I was going to do something, but then like I forgot, but now it's too late. And so I got to wait till next week. So surprise, next week something's coming.
Oh, okay. I don't even know what it is, everybody. So
dang it.
All right. We can't, you want to start over?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, let's just stay in Minnesota for right now, because I'll tell the story of how I ended up getting this shirt. It's incredible what our hockey community is really. And I love it so much and I'm grateful to be part of it. But my favorite thing, which I couldn't remember several episodes ago, where it was, but now it's permanently, I have committed it to my permanent memory, is that the Minnesota high school tournament that happens, and the players, when they skate out on television and their names are called, they have the most extreme haircuts you can possibly imagine happened. Did you see those pictures?
I did. The last one in that one video where he's got like just one part of his head shaved. Did you see that one?
Yeah. And the guy who had the top of his head just shaved and the rest was like out to here.
Crazy.
I just love the spirit of it. I'm so glad that the high school like association, I don't know what, whatever, whoever runs it is allows it, and they don't have to have like a perfectly kept haircut, and they can like embrace this. And one of the guys, I think, asked a girl to prom on his stick. He like taped his stick and he came out and he wrote like, "Hey Sarah, comma prom question mark." So that was cute. And then another one shouted out like some landscaping company that he works for, or maybe it's his family. I don't know. I didn't do the research, but like they've taken it to another level. But
that's funny.
I fully appreciate the hairdos and this, the way that they get to be kids still in high school. And, and it's serious business in Minnesota.
Oh yeah. It's real serious.
Yeah. High school hockey is no joke, but I'm glad that they're able to have that balance in it. I have to look this up because the same time those pictures came out, they were doing a lot of the team pictures for the NHL teams. And on the Canucks, there's one player who did not do his hair. It's like everybody on the team and coaching staff have like put either water in their hair, or they have like at least slicked it back and made it look somewhat presentable. But this guy on the Canucks,
oh my gosh,
let it flow. I don't remember his name. I meant to look this up beforehand and I dropped the ball naturally. Kuzia is his handle. Hold on, stand by. Andrei Kuzmenko.
I like the accent that you had there. That was a good one.
Andrei Kuzmenko. He is the player on the Canucks with just this. His hair looks like
he shoved his finger in a light socket.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. And he's the only guy on the team with his hair like that. And he's smiling like he is just so happy. Maybe it was like he lost a bet or something.
Maybe.
Or it's, I don't know that he's necessarily a rookie, but he looks pretty young. So maybe something in those.
Maybe. We'll never know. Hopefully we will. All right. We got a...
Where do we want to go King, next?
Your boy King got his first goal as a Ranger.
First 2 points in one game. He got an assist and a point. Assist and a goal, excuse me. 2 points in his first game, his first goal against the Canadians. And I was just beaming with pride as like a proud mother who was just so happy that he scored, and he's worth the money and the move and the sacrifices that the Blackhawks have made, and that he's like delivering for the Rangers. Like, I feel a sense of relief. I could only imagine what Kane feels.
Yeah. So are you like watching Blackhawks games still? I know you're still a fan, but like, are you watching their games, or are you like more now watching like Kane on the Rangers?
I'm watching exciting teams right now. I cannot, my heart and soul right now cannot handle too many Blackhawks games because they are very hard to watch, very frustrating to watch. They've had a couple wins, but it's not anything consistent and anything to get excited about, obviously. I do support my team. I will always be a fan. I will get back to watching them, but for the sake of my sanity, which is always sort of on the brink, and this podcast, I have to watch some other games that I don't have like such a strong emotional investment in.
Yeah, I get that.
I probably should have just told the story, but a follower on Instagram / hockey friend in the community actually was at the game, and he sent me the video of Kane scoring his first goal.
No.
I'm like, you got it on video? Like, how did you even know that he was going to score? Like, the odds of him, like, filming it.
Yeah.
And he sent it to me. And I was like, this is so cool. I love that you sent, like, it's just such a great community.
It is.
It was cool to see.
We've made some good friends. Yeah.
So I'm glad.
I love when you're able to get like those. I had one video where I got a goal, and like I was just like recording, and all of a sudden they scored a goal, and it was like, oh my god, I got that on video. Doesn't happen often, because like you don't want to be like on your phone recording the entire game to like try to like get that. It was just more so of like I was like doing it for like a Snapchat, when Snapchat was cool.
Yeah.
Or when I thought Snapchat was cool. I'm not on Snapchat anymore, but I was like, oh my god. It's a playoff game too against the Sharks. And I was
That's cool.
I think I was like I was right behind the penalty box. So I was like pretty close.
Those are cool.
Yeah.
Who did you cheer for, by the way, when the Kings and the Preds played this weekend?
I just wanted both teams to have fun. No, I don't know. It was kind of just more so like, this isn't good on like both sides, because it's like you want both teams to like kind of score, you know. The Preds needed the win just for point's sake. The Kings do need it too, but I mean, at least the Kings are like, their odds are pretty high going into the playoffs. The Preds, not so much. It's like every game is a must win. And even at that, I don't even think that they're going to make it in, but they both got points out of it, so that's a good time.
It's just, all right.
You hate me.
I don't hate you. I'm just repeating myself, I think, at this point.
Yeah, it just goes, I mean, I've said it from the beginning. You have to go for the team that, like, that needs the win, maybe.
Okay.
Or that, like, hasn't had a win. Or, I mean, it would have been cool to have the Kings, like, continue their streak. But at the same time, it's like, they both got a point. So that's, like, best case scenario for me. You know?
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. I'm going to be nice to Breezy this episode. I'm always nice. I just give you a hard time.
Yeah, it's okay. I like it.
Do you really, though?
Yeah. Because, like, no one else gives me a hard time about these things.
Why?
I don't know.
Are they afraid of you?
Maybe. I don't know. Or I'm really witty when I'm, like, especially, I don't know. I was just talking to a friend of the pod about this. Our good boy, Sean Dahlia. He's at Your Daily Edit. He actually has been listening to all of our like past episodes.
Yeah.
And he keeps like texting me like different like things. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're even talking about.
Because
episode 68. And I'm like, you're episode 68. That was so long ago. But I was talking to him and he was like, I like to push buttons sometimes, and like just like if I get to know you a lot, like I'll like say it as it is just because I want you to talk crap. And I was like, I'm kind of the same way, but if I don't know you, like, I don't want you to take it like personal, but like also like I don't want to take your comment back to me personal, because then like if it's like really like if I don't know your personality, then I'm not going to say it. But I feel like you have to be able to hold up that conversation. I'm not like around individuals per se that like know their crap when it comes to like the subject, so like they can't really like
talk crap to you.
Sometimes they do, but then I'm like, why are you doing this? And then I get really witty about it, and then they just shut down. I'm like, just give it back to me.
Right. It's called banter.
Yeah, but no one does it. My dad will do it to me, but I'm not with my dad right now, obviously. But when he was here last weekend, I was, him and I were going at it. And he just goes, I'm done. He's like, I'm never going to win, am I? And I'm like, no, you're never going to win. And he goes, you just had to have the last word, don't you? And I said, yeah, I do.
All right. Fine. That was making me think of something. And I don't know, it just went away. But the Bruins.
Yeah.
Have officially clinched their playoff spot.
Yeah.
Today is March 12th. Holy crap. They clinched it
yesterday, right? March 11th?
Yeah. 50 wins in 64 games. They're the fastest team to make that mark ever. The last team to do it, they did it in 66 games, and it was the Tampa Bay Lightning in the 2018-19 season. And then the only other team to do it before that was the Red Wings, and they did it in 95-96 also with 66 games.
Dang.
They're fine. Like I said, they're fine. They're going to be just fine.
They're fine. That's crazy.
Even with their injuries. Oh, I remembered what I was going to say. You were talking about Sean Daly.
Yes.
He's, like we said, he's been catching up on the episodes. And first of all, he said something so sweet. And we've heard really incredible things from a lot of people who listen. A lot of you who listen have sent us messages, like Alma and other people. And Sean said that, yeah, I listen to other hockey podcasts, but I always come back to the house. And I was like,
that's pretty sick.
I think I might cry. He's like, don't cry. I'm like, but that means a lot because, you know, we enjoy this. But he also said that he was.
Did he tell you that I'm crazy?
No. Okay. He questioned me about how I strongly disagree with people wearing jerseys mm-hmm. of teams that are not that are not playing in the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he said, but how would you feel if someone wore a roller jersey, a roller hockey jersey to an ice game? And I said, it's okay. It's not great. It doesn't really make sense, but it doesn't piss me off as much as like wearing a Blackhawks jersey to like mm-hmm. a Lightning Penguins game.
Yeah.
That's against my rules. Are they, do you subscribe to this rule thing as strongly as I do? Like, does it annoy you as much?
Yeah, I think so. It's like, if the team's not playing the team, like just put a sweatshirt on.
Right. Just wear a regular clothes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then the other thing.
But in Sean's defense, because he goes, I just asked Ray if I can wear my roller jersey at it. And I was like, oh yeah, you got to ask her. She's the brutal one. And then he's like, but it's a John Chavo jersey. Chavo?
Something like
potato,
that.
Potato. What is wrong with me? Oh my God.
Guys, and it's, you know, autographed. How we are with names. We're 50-50. Yeah.
And it's autographed. And he used to play for the Havoc. So I was like, it makes sense. It's fine. And he goes, oh yeah, I'm already at the game wearing it. And I was like,
well, then why'd you ask?
Yeah, he sent me a picture of it. It was pretty cool. He sent me a picture of him wearing the jersey at the game.
That is cool.
So I talked to Sean a lot. Yes. He's a good guy.
Yeah. That doesn't bother me as much, the roller jersey thing. I feel like there are two different worlds, and it doesn't aggravate me nearly as much. The other loophole he proposed about how I wasn't sure if I would drink out of the Stanley Cup if my team hadn't won.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I don't want to, first of all, I won't touch the cup if it's not my team. And we were talking last season about how if you would drink out of the cup,
mm-hmm.
if your team hadn't won. And I think I said probably not.
Yeah.
And that he said straw.
Oh.
And I was like,
look at him being innovative.
I know. I was like, straw? What? Did he make a typo? I was like, because it took me a minute. I was like, what's he talking about? Because that episode was like a long time ago. And then I was like, a straw, like put the straw in the cup. Then you're not technically touching the cup and you're drinking out of it. And I said, I'll have to think about that one. It still makes me a little uncomfortable, but it's a potential loophole that I would consider.
Yeah. It's so funny. Like, if you go through, because he just kind of, did he just say straw?
He was just like, drinking out of the cup, straw. Like, it gave like a little, he did give context, but like, you know, yeah. I can't remember what I said, but.
He tattled on me. He goes, I heard you say bitch slap. I'm telling you, cursed. And I was like, I did? And he goes, yeah, you're talking about your mom. And I was like, when?
Where? Right?
And then all of a sudden, he'll just go back. I'm just kind of scrolling through here. He sends me a Stanley Cup. He's like, look, it's a Stanley Cup. It's like, okay, now you're on that episode. I get it. and then you get a... What is it? Stan equals stalker fan. And I'm like, but like, I'm just working around. Right. Like, I'm just doing work. I look at my, and I'm like, Stan equals stalker fan. What are you talking about? Remember when we said that we were Kelsey stans and yes. Lainey stans? And I was like, oh, that's what it means. Okay, well, it's fine. I'll still be that. He's like, that's fine. You can be that. Just don't be like the person in the Eminem video.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's been fun going down memory lane trying to remember.
I told him, I was like, oh yeah, I get that.
I get that. Something else I don't get. There's one thing I get that happened this week and one thing that I don't get that happened this week.
Okay.
The Dallas Stars scored 10 goals in one game, which I think is some record. It was a record of some sorts. I think for the team.
For the team, it might have been. Because I know that I think Boston just did 10 goals not that long ago. And I think the Kings did 10 goals too, didn't they? I don't remember.
Cannot commit to fact on that, but that is insanity.
Cannot commit to fact. 10 goals is a lot of goals.
And the Stars.
They're a sleeper team.
I know. And I really hope I don't have to deal with them in the playoffs this year. Having to talk nice about the Dallas Stars after all this not nice things I've said. They're playing pretty decently and I might have to deal with that. So
you're going to have to deal with it because they're making the playoffs.
Ugh. I don't know if that's worse or the Avs. I think the Avs are worse. Talking about the Avs is worse for me. I can handle the Stars. I can talk about the Stars. That's fine. I've already decided. It's not great, but I can do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. This week's episode of the House of Hockey podcast is brought to you by Ready for the Underdogs, the Upsets, and the Unbelievable action from DraftKings Sportsbook. The biggest tournament in college basketball is here. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on college hoops and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, for a limited time, all customers can score a no-sweat bet during round one and two of the tournament. Go to the app, opt in, and place a no-sweat bet this weekend. If it doesn't hit, you'll get a bonus bet back up to $10. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code THPN, that's THPN, for the Hockey Podcast Network. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly, win or lose. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. The other thing that we had to talk about is the Philadelphia Flyers fired their GM, Chuck Fletcher.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are officially in a multi-year rebuild process. However, my boy Torts, Coach Torts, is seemingly okay. They are happy with the progress he has made on the culture and the locker room with the players and the development of some of the young talent they have on the team. They're happy with the progress they're seeing there overall. And two of their veteran players have been out all season with injury. So there's also that, but that happened.
Just GM's going bye-bye.
Yeah. I'm just glad Torts is okay.
Yeah, Torts is fine. Like, your boy.
But also, I do love him doing an analysis. Is that that word? I was thinking analyst and I said analysis. So yes, it's correct. I love him as an analyst and his zero fucks that he gives when he does that, just like he does in all of his post-game interviews, no matter what. Like, you just never know what the guy's going to say.
You never know.
Just, you don't know what kind of question is going to send him where. But Philadelphia media can handle it, that much I know. So Torts is safe. And that's what I got. Oh, let's talk women's hockey for just a moment.
Okay. And then we have a couple other notes here. I'm like trying to like read through what you wrote down. You wrote down all these notes this week. I did not contribute one bit.
That's okay.
I feel bad.
There are weeks where I don't contribute or I add like one thing. So
that's true.
We're a team.
Yeah, we got this.
The PHF. The PHF. What?
I'm sorry, your note here.
What's
and
my
how you
note?
Spelled, and how you spelled
yes.
Kikrit.
Because I wanted to remember how to say it. Oh, yeah, we got to go there. Okay.
Just women's hockey, go ahead.
Women's hockey. I forgot about that. Okay, we're all over the place today. What else is new? The PHF, the Professional Hockey Federation's final regular season weekend is over now. And they're going to host the Isabel Cup, which is their championship, at Mullet Arena in partnership with the Arizona Coyotes.
Wow.
That is exciting because if you don't follow the women's hockey saga, there are two separate organizations. I don't know if you can call them like leagues because the other one isn't really a league, but the one that like Hillary Knight is in is the PWHPA, Professional Women's Hockey, something like that. I think I got it. And then this is the actual league that's playing. And so there's been a lot of conflict and bringing the two together, they're not on the same page because the other association wants fair pay and wages and all these things, which we do support, but also like we've got to just keep putting women's hockey out there on the professional scale, period. So we support both of them. And either way, to have the PHF working with the NHL and playing, yes, it's at Mullet Arena and there's 5,000 seats, but still to be working with the NHL in some capacity, I think says a lot. Obviously, hopefully all of the Arizona Coyotes fans, all 5,000 of them, will go and support the women's game because this is important, and selling out that arena and doing a big show for the women is really impactful and is going to be helpful for professional women's hockey across the board. So if you're in Arizona or close by, get yourself a ticket, go watch the Isabel Cup, go watch their championship game, and, you know, enjoy Mullet Arena. I bet you the tickets will be a lot cheaper than going to a Yotes game there, and you can have just as good seats and watch just as good hockey. But okay, that's it.
That's it. Okay.
Okay, you take the last topic.
Well, it's your note.
Hockey diet extremes.
Diet extremes. So I sent you something that Connor Bedard, I guess it was his mom, had said that he has never eaten fast food. So he has never eaten McDonald's.
It's a shame.
Which would explain why he is ripped. Did you see that video of him? Like, for like a small guy, I'm like, holy crap, your arms are giant.
Mm-hmm. He's super healthy. It's probably why he is so good at playing, because his brain is clear. There's no French fry fog in his head, you know?
Yeah.
But think about this though. Remember when you were a little kid and you went through the drive-thru at McDonald's and you wanted the toy? Because they used to advertise on television, right, folks, mm-hmm, the toys that were being featured. And so it would make kids go to their parents and say, I want the, they had teeny beanie babies. Oh, they, like the toys were incredible.
But I guess we're different time frame.
Yeah, we're old. It's fine. We're of a different generation. But yeah, just like they still put toys in there, I think. And the like pure joy that you would get from opening your little box with the handles, with the M's on top, and pulling out your toy and seeing which one you got and having this like just pure moment of happiness. Like maybe Connor Bedard needs that.
Maybe.
Like, I feel like if I ever had a chance to meet him or interview him, I would bring him a McDonald's Happy Meal. He wouldn't have to eat it. I'll eat it. That's fine. I would want him to have the experience of like opening it up and seeing what toy was inside.
That's pretty cool. And you should do that.
Don't you remember you would be like, is it a boy or a girl? Because like sometimes they had like princesses, yeah, and stuff and like Barbies, mm-hmm, and then they had like trucks and like you, yeah, could pick what you wanted. Like you could still order a boy toy, like it didn't matter. Yeah. Right. Calm down on gender inclusivity, whatever. That's not what it was. It just, that's how they described it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, I want to go to McDonald's and go get a Happy Meal right now. Like I just want to see what the toy is.
The problem though is McDonald's is so expensive.
I couldn't tell you.
I went there one night because I was really sad after something happened. And I was driving home and I was like, I feel like I just rolled a McFlurry. And then I was hungry and I was like, wait, their McChicken sounds pretty good. So then I was like, well, I'm not eating anything, so I guess I'll just get both of them. And then I brought McFlurries back for everybody else. But like a McFlurry. Okay, so I had to get 5 McFlurries. Okay. Yeah. So 5 McFlurries and a McChicken was like $40.
Well, that's a lot.
Right?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
But I think a McFlurry is a premium item, no? Like, because they're putting...
I mean,
like,
it's pretty good.
They're putting like the candy in there, like the M&Ms and the Reese's, which are probably more expensive, right?
They don't even have Reese's anymore. You either get Oreo or M&M, and that's it.
And they only have vanilla. See, I don't order McFlurries because I don't need vanilla ice cream.
What? That's my favorite.
I'm chocolate. It has to be chocolate base all the way, or else.
Really?
I could do sorbet.
Complete opposites.
Or chocolate.
I'm not a chocolate fan.
Oh, that's fine. Give me all the chocolate ice cream.
Okay. Neapolitan, you can have the other. I'll just have the vanilla part.
Ugh, and the strawberry. Who eats all three together? I don't like that ice cream. It's so bad. Okay, we've gone down a weird road, but
yeah,
let's go back to the diet extremes. We got to make that happen for Connor Bedard. Like, somebody's got to make that happen the draft. Like,
Might have a good shot if he ends up on the Hawks. You should just go.
That the team isn't going to let me anywhere near that organization. Are you kidding? They're going to listen to one episode and be like, no, you're denied.
You're blacklisted. Your picture's all over.
All over the security
office. If you see this girl, escort her out.
I want, like, this is the perfect opportunity. This is where ESPN drops. Don't let me go down a tangent about how their coverage is of the NHL, but they're probably going to be covering the draft again, I think, this year. If they ask Connor Bedard about his goddamn outfit, I'm going to be pissed if they go down this road of like, tell me about your fit. Okay, let's not do that. But here is a perfect opportunity for Emily Kaplan, when she gets her one-on-one with Connor Bedard after he's been drafted, to give him a McDonald's Happy Meal as a congratulations and like have a moment and have it really be something that has to actually do with the kid and like give him something exciting and different to experience. Like when they gave Connor McDavid new socks, like when that reporter gave him new socks, like super cute, builds a relationship. Like, that's the moment. If they steal my idea, I'm going to be pissed, but they probably won't because they're ESPN and they're not going to think of it. So anyway.
Anywho.
They drive me crazy. Here's some more diet extremes in the league for you. So we all know that. No, McKinnon. I always mix up Makar's name and McKinnon. McKinnon is a Connor Bedard. Like, he eats very clean. He doesn't eat fast food. No cookies. Like, he's very serious about his nutrition and his body, which, you know, says a lot. It's there's science, there's facts I can get behind that support the impact that will have on their body and their health and their longevity. So, like, I have no issue with that. That's cool. However, you've got the other end of the spectrum with Ovechkin, who drinks like Pepsi or Mountain Dew in his water bottle behind the bench during games, which is baffling to me that he's played as long as he has with something that is deemed to be very bad for you, right? Like, I don't think a nutritionist would recommend you drink sugar water before you play a game of hockey, but it works for Ovechkin.
It works for Ovi.
And then you have Chychrun, who Breezy thought we were not going to have to talk about ever again, but I'm bringing him up. And I spelled his name C-H-I-C-K-R-I-N, just so I knew what Chychrun. He's on a very nutrient-dense diet right now, apparently, and is eating things like chicken hearts and chicken liver and kidneys and, like, I don't know, all kinds of, like, really weird stuff that you wouldn't never want to eat. And he said that he craves it now, that, like, his body is so used to it and he craves it.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I have respect for Chychrun because I too supplement beef organs, and I eat, well, I don't have the capabilities to go and get the farm fresh, like, livers and stuff like that, because I want the fresh stuff. So I supplement. And this, I do liver, I do heart, I do thyroid, spleen, pancreas, all of it. And even blood. And there's blood and protein shakes. And it is, I've been doing this for over a year now, and I feel the best I've ever felt. And if really? I miss a couple of days by not taking them, that's why I have it on my desk, because I had to remind myself to take it in the mornings. If I miss a day, I am so angry. Like, I feel, well, I'm also anemic, so I need the red meat, and in where I'm, my living situation, they don't like a lot of red meat, so I had to supplement with very, you know, amino acids, all that stuff. So I need to make sure I'm getting those things. I'm also studying nutrition, so I guess this kind of makes sense. But it works, and it makes you feel phenomenal. Like, I'm sleeping better, I'm more awake, less brain fog. Like, I'm there, other than the last couple of weeks where I've been just, but that's other people getting in my brain.
Yeah,
it works though. I'm telling you, it works. Okay. I'm telling you right here, organs.
Not a hashtag. Really. This is not an ad, but we'd not be willing to take your money. Grass-fed supplement.
I'm probably going to get hate for this, but if anybody knows who Liver King is on Instagram, you probably have seen him, because he just was in this giant scandal. But he's very extreme. I'm not that extreme. I'm not going to go on the farm and do what you need to do to get a organ out of an animal and eat it on the spot. However, he does have really good products, and it used to be called the Whole Beast, but now it's called the Whole Feast. It has a shake, and it has all of the nutrients of it, and it actually contains blood as well, but it's like dried up or not. You drink it, and it is like a shot of energy. Like, I can conquer the freaking world. Okay. And it tastes really good too. It tastes like chocolate milk.
Okay. Bloody chocolate milk.
Bloody chocolate milk.
Making breezy function.
It does.
At top peak performance.
So gross, but
it sounds really like, gross.
It sounds really gross. And then like when you go to drink it, you're like, this is not gonna be good. But then you drink it, you're like, oh, it doesn't taste like anything.
Okay.
Just tastes like chocolate milk.
All right. I don't know if I'm ready for that. I don't know if I need that.
You're like, on this note, I gotta go.
I think I'm done.
Chikrin, though, it explains why he does probably very well and why he is so adamant on wanting to play. It's because he's probably feeling good. He's got everything's functioning properly and he's just going to be able to go out there and play. Yeah, he's a little injury prone, but I'd be curious of who else eats like that. I feel like there has to be more. I mean, Brett Burns obviously has to be eating all that kind of stuff too, but
you know he is.
Oh yeah.
And you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just we're not cave people anymore. Now I understand that, like different blood types and different like anemic and different things, like you crave red meat. I very rarely ever crave red meat, and I actually have a really hard time. My body has a hard time digesting red meat. So like, it's not, I can't eat a lot of it. But like Antoni wants a ribeye every day of the week and she's totally fine. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, could I get some?
But she doesn't eat chicken, right?
Right. She doesn't eat chicken.
So she only eats like cow, basically.
And pig.
Okay.
And vegetables.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's good.
And fish.
And vegetables.
Yeah. Anyway, the last thing about the diet extremes is that if you go back, I don't know, 50 years, is that even long enough? Maybe more. Those guys were on the ice drunk and or severely hungover and playing like absolute bosses.
Yeah.
Like definitely not giving any, or most of them probably at the time, it wasn't popular culture, I don't think, to care about what you were eating. Some of the guys, of course, did, because we've talked to some who took that into consideration. But there's also like there was an extreme amount of players who just didn't care and like were able to play like Ovi. So this sport with its food extremes,
it's evolved.
It's
sure.
evolved, but it's still extreme. And I bet you there's some guys who still go out there hungover and play really well, but we just don't know it anymore. So yeah,
you know. Definitely. Especially in Vegas and in Nashville.
Oh yeah.
I heard St. Louis has a really good like bar scene too.
I don't know. I never really like they do. I mean, it's like a kind of more of a college town, and their arena's down, I think, by like that downtown area. So I don't know. But I just found
weird
that
diets.
Whole food thing interesting. How this sport, you can be either way. You can drink Pepsis or eat chicken liver and be a phenomenal hockey player.
Yeah.
I don't
but it's
think
whatever works for your body.
That does not exist in the NFL or the NBA or anything like that. I could put money on it that that's not the case, but
have you shopped at Pure Hockey? They are America's largest hockey retailer with dozens of stores and the option to shop online. If you or any of your kids play hockey, Pure Hockey is the place to find just about all of your equipment, skates, sticks, gear, bags, jerseys, and accessories. Plus, Pure Hockey is one of our affiliate partners. Next time you break your hockey stick or your kid grows out of his skates, why not check out purehockey.com? While you are looking for hockey equipment, you can also browse around for merchandise from your favorite NHL team, you know who Breezy's and mine are, and make gift giving even easier for your hockey-loving friends and family. And do us a favor, use our special link for purehockey.com when you browse the site and make a purchase, because we'll receive a small commission, which helps me and Breezy create this podcast. Head to the episode's show notes for the special direct link to shop at purehockey.com.
Okay, anything else before I tell the story of how I got my Midsies shirt?
No, I got nothing.
Okay. I saw this shirt from the Minnesota Wild Midsies Muzzy Gang with Jake Middleton, who is a player I am supportive of for his abs, his mustache, his no teeth. Oh, he recently did an interview and he lost his retainer, his flipper, with his fake teeth, which is why he doesn't ever have his full teeth because he lost it.
Could you imagine just finding that?
He's like, I don't know where it is. So he can't keep hold of his flipper, but I wanted this shirt. I sent it to Breezy on our Instagram conversations and I was like, can I get this shirt? And you were like, yeah, like you should get it. I'm like, yeah, but it's, you know, it's about mustaches and I don't have a mustache. And you're like, but you like his mustache and it's cool. I'm like, okay, I'll get it. I put it in the cart. I go to checkout. I put my billing in, my thing. Shipping comes to $24. I'm like, the shirt was $35, which first of all is a lot of money for a t-shirt. Second of all, I am on principle not paying $25 for shipping. Not yeah. doing it. And so I didn't order it. On a whim, I decided to post on my Insta story. And I posted the picture of him in the shirt, of Midzi in the shirt. And I was like, so anybody going to a mini game, a Wild game, and want to buy me this shirt, I'll Venmo you. The whole day had gone by. People were like, oh, I would do it if I was there. Oh, no, you know, oh, I hope you find somebody who will do it for you. And my man, Scott Shahan, responded to my question on Instagram and was like, I'm going to the game tonight. What size shirt do you want? And I was like, holy shit, it's happening. He did. He got it. They were selling wow. it in the store at the arena. He took a picture of it. He's like, this is the one. I'm like, yeah, that's the one. Small. I was like profusely thanking him. Like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm like, whatever you do, don't spend a lot of money shipping it to me. I'm yeah. in no rush to get this. Send it the slowest, cheapest possible way you can. I think shipping was like $5 at USPS and it arrived Jeez. Perfectly intact. And I was like, thank you so much. So shout out to Scott. If you want to follow him and if you want a shirt too, I'm going to advertise for him. And if you want this shirt and you don't want to spend $25 on shipping, he's Shahan Explorations. That's Shahen Explorations. I'll link him in the show notes too. But he's a vlogger. He goes to hockey games. He lives in Mini. He's a news reporter and all around awesome hockey community member who was willing to pick this up for me and trust that I would Venmo him. And he sent it to me and he did. And it's like, this is the best community ever. What could you ask for?
There you go.
I was on a hunt once when the Vegas Golden Knights, their pride shirt, I really liked. Yeah. And I had two people look for it for me. Alma looked for it for me at the store. They didn't have any more. And another friend of mine, I had look and they couldn't find them or they were all gone or whatever. They were sold out. And mm-hmm. so I couldn't get that, but pretty awesome community.
It is. Their stuff is just so expensive though. I mean, I get if it goes to like a cause, but like Matt Duchene came out with a hat and it was Duchene's Honky Tonk. And then like proceeds were going to his longtime friend who had passed away, but $50 for a hat.
Hmm.
And that's not including shipping. And I was like, I mean, it's cool, but like,
not that cool.
I'm really, I support the cause, but like $50 is steep.
Yeah. For anyway. Like a, just another hat to have or like just yeah. another, like I have like 20 different t-shirts now.
Right.
It's like, I can only wear them here. I mean, I wear them in my everyday life, but like, I can't wear yeah. them in my real world life, you know?
Yeah.
My other jobs I have.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm very thankful. I love my shirt. Thank you, Scott.
I love my shirt.
I love my shirt. Hunk of the week.
Ooh, it's going to be tough. I'll do Connor Bedard. I feel like he deserves it. He's not even in the NHL yet. He's already getting there.
He's got a lot to live up to. I'm going to go with Chychrun for his really weird diets and to just kind of piss you off a little because I wanted to say Chychrun again.
That's fine. That's fine.
That's it, kids. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey Podcast. We'll be back next week.